Makes me want to do a little dance.
Well, you're doing one.
I am. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. We're dancing from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, the tussle over who invented the everything bagel. We have the guy who says, I'm the man. He's coming up. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
New York is still coming to grips today with the resignation of Governor Eliot Spitzer. Spitzer stepped down amid allegations of his involvement with a prostitution ring. From NPR member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
2 days after news first broke that New York Governor Eliot Spitzer had allegedly consorted with a high-priced prostitute, New Yorkers remained stunned. The word unbelievable traded in elevators and hallways as people shook their heads. Spitzer was known as a crusader, the sheriff of Wall Street, stopping wrongdoers in their tracks. But Wednesday, he admitted he was one himself.
I am deeply sorry that I did not live up to what was expected of me.
Spitzer said he'd leave public life for good effective next Monday, but his legal troubles may not be over. New York U.S. Attorney Michael Garcia issued a statement saying there'd been no deal between Spitzer and his office on his resignation, quote, or any other matter.
Andrea Bernstein reporting there. 345 counties will need to clean up their pollution in order to comply with new smog standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency. EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson called the new limits of 75 parts per billion the most stringent standards ever. But some experts say they don't go far enough. The Science Board has recommended the agency set limits of 60 to 70 parts per billion to protect the elderly and people suffering from asthma and other respiratory illnesses. Two suspects have been arrested in the killing of the University of North Carolina student Eve Carson. Both men are charged with first-degree murder. The first suspect was arrested Wednesday. Police believe he was photographed trying to use Carson's ATM card inside a convenience store. The second was arrested early this morning at a home where he was hiding. State records indicate both men are currently on parole. The 22-year-old Carson was found on a street about a mile from the Chapel Hill campus last week. She had been shot several times. And the $5 bill is getting a little bit of color. A new bill goes into circulation Thursday, and parts of it are purple. The seal of the United States is now in purple to the right of President Lincoln's head, and an enlarged 5 is printed in purple ink on the back of the bill. The 5 is the latest bill to be redesigned to prevent forgery. Next up, the Benjamin, a.k.a. the $100 bill. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.